It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, February 13th, 2017. Today is the birthday of Elizabeth Virginia Truman, wife of U.S. President Harry S. Truman and First Lady of the United States from 1945 to 1953. Better known as Bess, she had known her future husband since they were children attending the same school in Independence, Missouri. As First Lady, she did not enjoy the social and political scene in Washington, and at the end of her husband's term in 1953, she was relieved to return to Independence. She currently holds the record of being the longest-lived First Lady at 97 years and 8 months. Bess Truman was born Elizabeth Virginia Wallace on February 13, 1885. She had three younger brothers and had a reputation as a tomboy as a child. As a young woman, she enjoyed expressing herself through her fashion and hats, but she could also whistle through her teeth like the boys in her class at school. Bess and Harry Truman married in 1919 at Trinity Episcopal Church in Independence. He had courted her before he went off to fight during World War I. He first proposed in 1911, but she turned him down. Truman later said that he intended to propose again, but when he did, he wanted to be earning more money than a farmer. Their only child, Margaret, was born in 1924. When Truman was elected as a senator from Missouri in 1934, the family moved to Washington. Mrs. Truman joined her husband's staff as a clerk, answering personal mail and editing committee reports when he became chairman of the Special Senate Committee on the Investigation of the National Defense Program. Later, as First Lady, she found the White House's lack of privacy distasteful. As her husband put it later, she was not especially interested in the formalities or pomp or the artificiality which, as we learned, inevitably surround the family of the president. Though she steadfastly fulfilled her social obligations, she did only what she thought was necessary. When the White House was rebuilt during Truman's second term, the family lived in Blair House and kept their social life to a minimum. In most years of her husband's presidency, Mrs. Truman was not regularly on hand in Washington, other than during the social season when her presence was expected. The contrast with her activist predecessor, Eleanor Roosevelt, was considerable. Unlike her, Bess Truman held only one press conference after many requests from the media. It was an interviewer's nightmare, and consisted of written questions in advance, and the written replies were mostly monosyllabic, along with many no comments. When asked why she didn't want to give a press conference, she replied, "I'm not the one who was elected. I've not got anything to say to the public." In 1953, the Trumans went back to Independence in the family home at 219 North Delaware Street, where the former president worked on building his library and writing his memoirs. When Lyndon Johnson signed Medicare into law in 1965, Harry and Bess Truman were the first to be given its benefits. After her husband's death in 1972, Bess Truman continued to live quietly at home for the last decade of her life, being visited often by her daughter and grandchildren. She died 10 years after her husband and is buried beside him in the courtyard of the Harry S. Truman Library. I'm J.D. Reeder. And this is the Reader's Notebook for February 13th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.